We talked about a Toronto resident fighting a parking ticket, and now there is this interesting story by Betsy Powell, a courts reporter for the Toronto Star, that details how a Toronto court clerk pleaded guilty in a scheme to fix tickets for cash payoffs. So this longtime City of Toronto court clerk, Frank Rizzello, told prosecutors he received about $50 in cash per file for erasing convictions on more than 100 tickets. So those tickets could have been careless driving, cell phone infractions to speeding. And it was like, hey, man, I'm just going to slide you this money and you just make that conviction disappear. Yeah.
Go away. Yeah. It's... There are two paralegals involved in this entire thing, but it has cost the city thousands of dollars. So essentially what happened here is, here's a red bill. Here's a little 50 to make this conviction become an overturned ticket. And he was caught. He's going to, I assume, Reshmi, have to pay some of this money, if not all of this money, back. But he is out of work at the moment. One of the paralegals has had his license stripped. Another had the charges dropped against him. But this was quite a little scheme that they had going on.
Yeah, and so besides trying to pay off the court clerk, we're not advising that at all. But let's have some fun on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Give us a call, 416-872-1010. If you've ever pulled a trick to get out of a ticket of some sort, a speeding ticket, you got pulled over, did you do something that may have not been as truthful, but it helped you get out of the ticket? Do you have a story? 416-872-1010.
Yeah. Is it just a nice smile? Do you compliment? How do you get out of a bad ticket? I've got to say, Reshmi, it has never happened to me in this city. But where I used to live and work, up in Ottawa, I was pulled over a couple times. I'm actually somewhat fearful to tell this story because it's going to annoy a lot of people, right? But I got pulled over for going a little too fast a couple of different times. And because my name was recognized, I ended up, I didn't have to smile. I didn't have to nod. I didn't have to wave.
Oh, yeah, I'm mad.
Just.
No, that makes me mad.
Yeah, that it was as simple as that.
Thumbs down for that one. Reshmi Mayer's never going to get me out of anything.
Well, I doubt I'd get out of anything now. but back then, I did, and I didn't ask for it. They just took my driver's license, looked, and said, "Are you so and so?" And I said, "Yes." I was being honest, and I got away with it. Never happened to me in Toronto, though. Never happened to me in Toronto.
A friend of mine out west, we were in broadcasting school, and she's a mother, and she was late for school, but she got out of a ticket. We said, "How'd you get out of the ticket?" She said, "Man, I was going through the HOV lane, so you have to have more than one person in the vehicle." Got pulled over and wasn't going to get a speeding ticket, but was getting busted for driving alone in a vehicle in the HOV lane. And so she just, surprisingly, it came over her. She was like, "Yeah, but officer, I'm 5 months pregnant." And there was this pause, looked at her. He went back to the car. She said it looked like he made a couple of phone calls, which is why she was late for school. But then when he came back, he gave her a license and he said, "I am not touching this." And she just laughed. So she got out of it by claiming to be 5 months pregnant. And we just thought it was amazing that because she was a mom, she knew that right month to pick, because you're not showing yet, but maybe it's past the first trimester. Is it not? It's not a zygote anymore. The other story I have is a friend of mine. And please join the conversation, 416-872-1010. Have you ever gotten out of a ticket, or do you have a trick that you're willing to share in getting out of a ticket, maybe a speeding ticket? A mom friend of mine as well, in the car with her partner and the two kids in the back, gets pulled over speeding. And as the cop comes up, she just decides, everyone's quiet in the car, but she decides to, as she rolls down her window, scream at her kids, "I told you guys, if you didn't keep it down, you were going to get me in trouble. Look at this now." And she's just ripping them apart. The most well-behaved children in the world. I love them so much. They're both just sitting there looking at her. And as the officer walked up, she looks at the cop, "Sorry, officer, you see what I'm dealing with back here?" And they empathized, and she got off without getting a ticket. And those poor kids
traumatized backseat.
Yeah, but learning from their mom, she's a savvy one. Oh, let's hear your stories. Kurt joins us on the line. Hey, Kurt, you ever got out of a ticket?
Yeah, I was actually heading up north with a buddy of mine and was caught speeding. So I was in college at the time, and I was driving a really old car. So I told the officer that my speedometer obviously wasn't working, and that I paid a buddy of mine a six-pack of beer to fix it. And I go, I guess he didn't do a good job. And that, so the cop just kind of took my license, all that, went back to his car for a moment, came back, handed it back to me and said, well, when you get where you're going, get it fixed.
Oh, nice. That's a good one, Kurt. Thanks so much.
Sometimes it depends on the mood of the officer involved, right?
Indeed.
416-872-1010. Mary is next. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
How'd you get out of a ticket?
So I was driving on the 401, and I was going a little too fast, like around 100 and more than 110. And I got pulled over for speeding, and the officer said, what is the rush? Why are you going so fast? And I said, I have to get home by a certain time. I have to give myself an injection because I'm undergoing in vitro fertilization. And went to his car and came back and handed me back my license and said, keep it under 110. Have a good night.
Oh, and were you really going through IVF treatment?
Yeah, I really was.
Hey, Mary. Hey. So a little lie. I mean, maybe the timing's off, but that's great. Great piece of advice. Thanks for calling in. We got Greg here. How'd you get out of a ticket, Greg?
Years ago, I was a very bad boy. I was basically going a few over, and I got pulled over. I told the officer I was going to seminary school that night. I was very late for the school, and the bishop used to get really mad at us if we were late. He'd make us do extra prayers and stuff. So I said, really, really sorry. I said, asking for your forgiveness, officer. I said, won't happen again. I said, just I'm very fearful of the bishop. And it looks like he bought it because I got off the hook.
And Greg, to this day, you're a minister?
100%. What I preach, no one wants to hear, but it's good.
It's great. Brian's on the line here. Hey, Brian, how'd you get out of a ticket?
Hello, yeah. I was in a HOV lane on the 404 to the 401, late for a meeting, and I decided to take it. And I used to take my dog with me everywhere, and he was a bit noisy. And I got pulled over, but as I hit my brake, the dog jumped up, bouncing his head back and forth, and the officer saw the bouncing and just waved me through.
Oh,
dogs! So, dogs are people too. Love
yes,
that, Brian.
He passed away recently, and I'll miss him dearly. But yeah, that's one of my fond stories of he got me out of a ticket.
What was his name, Brian?
His name was Bo.
Oh, Bo. Oh. Thanks, Bo.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Thanks for your call, Brian.
Really good stories and more to tell, we're sure. We'll continue with your phone calls. We're asking you, any scheme or any sort of plan you have that's worked for you to get out of a speeding ticket? And this comes off a serious story. We're putting a fun spin on a serious story that a former City of Toronto clerk pleaded guilty earlier this week to fraud over $5,000 for his role in a ticket-fixing scheme. So we're putting a fun spin on it. We're right back to the phone lines because they are filled up. Daryl is next. Daryl, tell us your story.
Okay. I'm not going to use any areas, but I was coming home from a side job. I'm a contractor. It was about 1:30 in the morning. There was a car that was tailgating me. Every move I did, and I was speeding, going in and out of cars. So when I got to my exit, the cherries went on for the police car, pulls me over, and she says that she reported me as a drunk driver. I was like, no, there's somebody tailgating me. And I didn't know what to do, so I tried to get away from him. And she said that was her. And I said, why would you do that? I don't know how it happened. She started flirting with me, and I got out of a ticket by literally hooking up with her on the side of the road, if that's appropriate to say.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. What happened when I went home? I was like, yes, with a fist pump.
No.
Daryl.
No.
Honestly, it was one of the single greatest moments of my life because I was just like, yes. I was literally going up like 140, swerving, trying to get away from this vehicle, and then she pulled me over, and then there we go.
Daryl, are you sure you're not telling a story that typically involves websites with two or more X's in them?
Absolutely not. It's on my kids, on my wife, on my life.
Okay.
This is a story I had to call in for this one because I couldn't believe it myself.
This is before you had a family.
Well, no, this is before I had a family.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
I was
okay.
single at the time.
But Daryl, your fist pump, what was
my
the...
My fist pump was just like, hell yeah, because if you're going 140 on the highway, right, and swerving, and then you get no ticket, you hook up with the female officer, she was... quite cute, by the way. No badge names, no nothing, no areas. I'm not gonna.
That's what. No, but I
want.
Were you fist pumping because you got out of the ticket, or are you fist pumping because of the love you got on the side of the road? Which one got the fist pump?
Well, she was pretty hot, so I would say for that one there, because. Tickets are tickets, but you got a story like this. That's a fist pump right there.
Okay, we appreciate you. We appreciate
Daryl, you lived what a lot of other people have watched on their computer screens. There you go.
And all
way
respect,
to describe it.
All respect to female officers here. I hope we just underline that should not happen, and it doesn't happen often. And don't think a female officer is going to pull that with you. Hey, Rachel, how have you gotten out of a ticket?
So I'm actually like pretty young, and I this was when I was 18, not much older now, but it was like a few years ago. And then, so I was driving, I didn't even realize how fast I was going. I honestly was just like in a hurry, and then I got pulled over, and then I just naturally just started crying. And then the police officer felt bad, and he was like, okay, I'm just gonna let you go off with the warning. And so, yeah, I guess, like, just my natural, like, emotions, like, I guess he just felt bad. And he was like, okay, this is a young girl. Like, I feel bad. You know, she looks little. So, yeah, it was, like, one of the first years I had my license.
What kind of crying, though, Rachel?
It was, like, scared crying. I was like, oh, no, my parents are going to be, like, so upset, never let me drive their cars again. So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. So it's genuine. It's real.
It's genuine, yeah, yeah. And I think he was a nice guy for, like, just genuinely seeing that I was like upset and feeling bad and letting it go.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks so much for calling in here. Have you ever gotten out of a ticket, and what are your tricks for taking your calls? 416-872-1010.
Maybe this is the flip side of the equation. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I have a little bit of a different spin. I'm a Toronto police officer, and a few years ago I was working downtown and I saw a car didn't quite come to a full stop at a stop sign, so I decided to pull him over. And I got out of the car to go talk to the driver and get his license and whatnot. And when I slammed the door, I spilled coffee all over my ticket book.
Oh.
So when I went back to write the ticket, I realized the coffee was, the whole ticket book was saturated, so I couldn't give a guy a ticket covered in coffee. So I went back and told him, I said, well, it's your lucky day today. I'm not going to give you a coffee-soaked ticket, so you're good to go.
Officer, if I spill a drink on your ticket book, is that some sort of a charge, or can I get out of a ticket?
Well, I'm a big softie. You can talk me out of a ticket pretty much every time anyway. So,
okay, so I was going to ask, John, while we've got you, I mean, I don't want you to reveal company secrets, and I know it's probably specific to each individual officer, but is it related to, hey, if I'm having a good day and I'm in a better mood, I might be a little more forgiving. If I'm having a rough day, not so much. Like, how does that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's more the seriousness of the offense. I mean, if it's something that's really endangering public safety, I think people deserve to get a ticket. If it's something administrative, like your license plates are expired or something very minor, I can get talked out of that pretty easily.
Thank you, officer, for all that you do and for your phone call. Hey, Pat, let's fit you in here. How have you gotten out of a ticket? Hi, Pat.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Thanks for waiting. Yeah. Have you gotten out of a ticket?
Just honestly, I was 23 years old and I just bought myself a new crotch rocket, Kawasaki like sport bike. And I was doing 120 in a 50. And the officer obviously pulled me over, asked me why I was going so fast. And I just told him, I said, listen, man, it's a brand new bike. I'm still getting used to the thing. I was being a bit of an idiot. I'm sorry. And, he let me go. He thanked me for stopping and said, slow it down and take care.
Oh, nice.
And yeah. did you keep it in a more reasonable speedometer reading afterward?
Yes. I took his advice. I parked it for the weekend, and I had a few beers after that.
There you go.
It's hard to get those crotch rockets under control.
Oh, they bring it out of you. They really
bring it out of you.
You know what? I've gotten out of quite a few tickets, to be honest, and they've all been just owning it, just own it and accept it, and they appreciate that, it seems.
Great advice, Pat. Thanks so much. Here's Sean. What do you think, Sean? How'd you get into a ticket?
Hey, well, I'm not the one getting out of tickets. I'm the one issuing them. It's Sean Shapiro from the Toronto Police Service.
Hey!
Oh, Sean!
Hey, great. TikTok traffic cop! Blessings here.
I've been listening to this segment. It's been fabulous. A lot of people giving up their trade secrets. I tell you, I've heard lots of excuses, and I've not fallen for many of them. There's been a few, but more often than not, when people are really honest, like your last caller said, when they take responsibility, that's when they tend to get the best results. And if it's really serious, like John, the other officer, said, there's no getting out of it.
What do you make of that female officer story, Sean?
I don't know if I buy it. It seems to be a little too good to be true. But yeah, you never know.
Sean, what's the strangest, weirdest excuse you've ever heard? And did you let them go?
Well, you know what? I've got two. One was that there was a chap who was speeding quite a few kilometers over the speed limit on Lakeshore. And when I pulled him over, he says he really had to go to the bathroom. He had to poo. So I took his information. I followed him to the closest bathroom where he hid there for a little while. He eventually came out and was shocked that I'd already filled out his ticket for him. He didn't get a break. But I did pull over a young lady who had just graduated as a therapist, apparently. And if you could fake ugly cry the way she was crying based on being stopped on her first day of work or second day, and she'd already been late the first day, I actually reduced her ticket, but she still got charged because she was way over the limit.
Oh my God. Number two is not good enough for Jerry Agar's TikTok traffic cop. Sean, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. And don't throw any of that on TikTok, please.
Oh, it's so great to know who's listening. Hey, Jake.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was driving up to Sudbury, and I was going 140 in an 80 construction zone, and the OPP pulled me over, and the guy's like, "Why are you going so fast?" And I said, "Oh, there's a girl that I'm meeting there that I've never met before." And then I saw at the back of this cruiser, he had an AR-15, and I started talking to him about guns, because that was right after Trudeau passed the 2020 gun legislation, and I own guns. And I'm like, "What do you think about that?" And we started talking about AR-15s and guns for like 20 minutes, and he said, "Seem like a really nice guy. I'm going to let you off in the morning." So I got off in the morning.
Great. And you handle your weapons responsibly?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. We got time for one more call. Hey, Maya. Hey, Maya.
Maya, go ahead.
Hey, so I was driving. I wasn't going too fast over the limit, but I had my two little Pomeranian dogs with me in the car, and so I got pulled over, and I just said that, "Sorry, I'm so sorry, my dog is about to barf all over the car, so I was just trying to rush home."
And that worked.
Yeah, yeah, I guess he was a dog guy, and he was like, "All right, I understand."
Good one. Thank
Here's
you
to
so
predicting
much.
When your dog is going to be sick. Next, tell me the lotto numbers. I love it.
Yeah, that is some great calls. Thanks so much. We're asking, how did you get out of a ticket? I've learned some tips here. I can't say I'm Scott MacArthur, but I've learned some other tips here on how to get out of a ticket.
You got it. I never said it. I just produced my license.